Hey everyone, this is Pastor Paul Jones, and I want to invite you to join with us in this 31-day Catch the Fire Challenge. All month long, in the month of January, we are going to be joining together in prayer, in reading the Word of God, in fasting, and making a commitment to be evangelistic. These are basic Christian disciplines that every believer ought to have as part of their spiritual walk. Our desire is that through this challenge, a precedent would be set in your life, and that you would continue these things throughout 2022 and then for the rest of your life. Today, I'm hearing from Pastor Brian Collins, who pastors in Brighton, Colorado. He and his wife have pastored there now for a couple of years, and they are seeing God do great things in that ministry. And I had the opportunity to talk with him by phone, and I want to share this devotion with you today.
Good morning, Brian. We are just getting started here on our Catch the Fire challenge with all of our churches. And I wanted to just take a couple of minutes and just hear from you. This is Pastor Brian Collins, who pastors in Brighton, Colorado. And we just asked if he would just share devotion with us as we're moving through this Catch the Fire challenge, something just to give us something to think about. And then if you would just close us out at the end in a word of prayer.
Sure. It's good to talk with you. I was preaching recently about our fellowship with God. And one of the things I was talking about was that we have a tendency to have a blind spot. And that is irreverence in our lives. And the way I explained it was that I used an illustration from when I was younger. I was in the Air Force, and I was stationed in England back in the 1970s, late 70s, early 80s. And during that time, the IRA was very active there. They were bombing different places and targeting the RAF bases. And so there was a lot of security. And sometimes it would get pretty scary, and the commander would augment security forces. They'd take all the extra people and give them a gun and press them into service. And that meant people like me, who didn't have any weapons training, were out in the field. It didn't matter if you were a cook or you were a clerk or whatever. You had an M16, and you were expected to perform. And I asked the armory chief one day after one of these periods, I said, doesn't it worry you that you're putting these inexperienced people out in the field with an automatic assault rifle? And his response was very telling. He said, it's really not you new guys that I worry about. It's my own guys that scare me. They keep me up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained that what he meant was these new people, they have a healthy respect for the weapons. And so we would follow the rules to a T. We were very alert. But the people that had been at it for a long time, they had lost respect for the weapon and for the procedures, and they would get careless. And you have to remember, most of these guys were like 18 or 19 years old, and they would engage in horseplay. And that's kind of the thing that got them in trouble. And sure enough, during the time I was there, three of these different security police officers shot themselves on accident. It wasn't the new people. It was the people that had been at it for a long time. And
wow.
So I thought that same idea can be applied to our spiritual lives and our devotion to God. Because if we allow the things of God become common and we don't hold them in high esteem, you know, that's where we get into trouble. So if I lose my sense of gratitude, my sense of wonder over God's great grace, or I take his presence for granted, that's not good for me. That's a dangerous place to be in. And so, you know, being complacent and being apathetic, those are killers. There was a writer, I think it was Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said that if the stars only came out one night a year, everybody would stay up all night and marvel over them. But he said the problem is they're out every night, and we've seen them so often we don't even bother to look up anymore. You know, you don't mm-hmm. appreciate them. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of the same way we've grown accustomed to our blessings and to the things of God in our lives. And so it's
yeah.
easy to kind of yawn over them. They become common. And so you remember when Uzzah studied the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark
yeah.
stumbled, And it seemed a reasonable thing to do. You know, many of us probably would have done the same thing, but it was punished severely because he drew near to God with no real sense of reverence for God's holiness.
That's good.
And I wonder, you know, how many of us, we do the same thing. We just kind of shrug and we take God for granted so many times. And so I think it's real important not to let that casual attitude of irreverence go unchecked in our lives, because it'll lead to disobedience and ultimately it'll separate us from God. Hebrews says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. And I think every Christian needs to evaluate his relationship with the Lord, make sure that it's protected and it's growing. And so just like those airmen, we have to remember our basic training. So yeah. Those men that I served with, they got careless. They forgot their training. They could have lost their lives. And so we do have to catch the fire. We have to apply ourselves and sort of press in. And I think this is a really good time to rededicate ourselves to the basic disciplines that we learned as a young Christian. So if you go back to those things and you practice coming into his presence, not with the attitude of, well, here I go again, it's another day, but with a respect and a reverential fear for God, and then we feed on his word and we pray and we keep ourselves clean. If we do those things, then we're going to succeed. I always think about what Paul said about be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to do. And I'll just close with this. I think that Christians who are intentional about their relationship with the Lord, they're blessed and they're safe. That's a safe place to be. Those people won't lose their first love. They won't be deceived by error. They're blessed, and they're the ones who walk in God's presence and his power.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. I can go a long ways on that today. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. I think there's definitely some people that need to hear that. Even some seasoned Christians, those that have been serving God for a while. Yeah.
Sure, we all do.
Yeah, great reminder. Well, would you just close us out in a word of prayer and
sure.
a word of prayer as we close this out.
Sure, Father, we come before you, Lord, and we first of all thank you for your awesome presence in our lives, for your power and your grace. And all that you're doing in our lives, we thank you for the plans that you have for us, the thoughts that you think about us, God, in 2022. We know that they're good. They're toward an expected end. God, there's a hope and a promise for us. Lord, the future is bright because your word is bright and your promises are good, God, and we thank you for that. Lord, I just pray that you would help us during this time, God, to steel ourselves for the future, and Lord, to make sure that we are found in you, that we examine ourselves, God, that we would make sure that we are right, God, that we are in the faith, and Lord, that we're doing those basic principles, those basic guidelines, Lord, that we're praying, that we're pressing in and reading your word, God, that we're listening to you, Lord. Make us sensitive to your spirit, and Lord, we're so grateful that you are with us, and that you have a great plan for us, Lord. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. It's going to be a good day, and we're going to make it.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Evan Jones here. What a great illustration that was from Pastor Brian Collins. This devotion was such a great connection between being in the military and spiritual living. I want to let you know that these devotions are being sent out through email too. You can join our email list by going to victoryworldoutreach.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook by searching Victory World Outreach. I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast. Have a good day.